Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today I have Leslie Buchanan. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
Leslie is our new instructional coach for Haywood County Schools. She's working with all our elementary schools, and she, in just regards to literacy and math, she does a lot of staff development and coaching within our 8 elementary schools. And so we are so fortunate to have you in this position, and I want our listeners to hear just the kind of support we're trying to provide our teachers out there. So Leslie, just tell us a minute about your background.
Okay. Well, I am originally from Eastern North Carolina, and I grew up in Johnson County, so outside of Wake County. And I went to school at UNC Greensboro, and I actually went to school for music because I played the oboe. And I decided that that wasn't the route for me, and I decided to become a teacher instead. So finished my degree at UNC Greensboro, and then married my husband. He's from Haywood County.
And now, what's his name?
His name is Ryan Buchanan. Ryan.
Yes.
And he was from here, and so I moved here and started my teaching career in Jackson County. But then in 2015, we had our little girl, Ida. And I moved to Haywood County and started at Riverbend teaching second grade. And I spent the first 4 years of my career teaching second grade. And then I taught a year in the EC classroom. Mm-hmm. And then 3 years in fifth grade. And then this past year moved into this position and have loved every minute of it.
So, wow. So, you've got about 10 years of elementary
yes.
teaching experience, it sounds like, and you've got lower grades experience and
yes.
Fifth grade experience, which has been phenomenal. What did Riverbend teach you there as a teacher? What did you learn at Riverbend?
Oh, I guess learning at Riverbend, it was, you know, it was always rigorous. Like, we always wanted, we had high expectations no matter the ability of the student, whether they were struggling or whether they were, you know, they were an academically gifted child. The expectations were always high that you're going to achieve great things. And so, and we were also very bell to bell. Like, instruction started sometimes at 8 o'clock before the bell
yes.
rang, actually. But then it didn't end until right as the kids were walking out the door. So those were probably some of the biggest takeaways that I had from Riverbend, and just phenomenal leadership from my principal, Jill Chambers, and just the community that I felt at that school was just really powerful.
And I love that you had that experience at a National Blue Ribbon school under a great instructional leader. And so now you're perfect for this job. So you've seen how to do that. I love what you say about the expectations for our students. They all need high expectations. And I'm excited that you're bringing this now to all of our elementary schools. So in this instructional coach position, you get to go out to all 8 elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been?
It's been amazing because I've always obviously heard of all of these schools, and I've seen some of these teachers out in different professional development capacities, but never actually got to go into any of those classrooms to see what was going on. And so one of the things that's been really enjoyable to see is just how much Haywood County is working to, the teachers in Haywood County are working to implement these frameworks that are giving our students opportunities to collaborate, giving our students opportunities to develop high-order thinking skills that are going to allow them to be college and career ready. And that's starting in kindergarten across all schools. And so everyone is working diligently to ensure that they're providing the best instruction possible, no matter the school.
I know that's been great. Just
yes.
you might not even know where some of those schools were, but
yes.
now you know,
yes.
and you're in their
yes.
classrooms. What a I think that sounds like an awesome job.
Yes.
Tell me what a day in your job looks like. What are you doing in regards to supporting teachers?
Okay. Well, it looks different really day to day depending on, you know, if there's a training that day. You know, I'm responsible for providing professional development for beginning teachers and any teacher that's interested or needing the professional development. So some days I spend time researching, creating presentations, or giving presentations to teachers. I also support beginning teachers and teachers that may be new to a grade or new to our district. And so when I'm out supporting them, I'm usually in their classroom for a couple of hours in literacy and math, where I'm able to visit, to observe, to model lessons, to meet with them one-on-one, to give them feedback and see what their needs are in each of the areas, and just help them learn the frameworks that we use in Haywood County and helping them implement those and becoming comfortable with those.
Yeah, and I think the coach is such a powerful position, because the good part about your job is you don't have to evaluate these teachers.
Right.
So you come in a non-threatening manner, because you're just there to help them and support them. And I know in the past, our instructional coaches will walk down the hall and other teachers will grab them. Hey, what do you think about this, Leslie? Or what do you think? Even if you're not necessarily assigned to support them, but they still want your help. So
yes.
It is a great place to be, that you can go in and just provide that support with no evaluation tied to it.
Right.
It's awesome. And I know Kim Shipman, our elementary supervisor, who is a great instructional leader too, is working hand-in-hand with you and providing mm-hmm. these staff developments. Let's just talk about the literacy PDs, mm-hmm. professional developments. What types of professional development have you been able to offer remotely this year?
So for all of beginning teachers and new hires into the district, I've offered Comprehension Toolkit training, which has been 3 sessions. And Comprehension Toolkit is the curriculum or materials that we use to teach our reading standards. And it's a curriculum that is used K-5. And so during our trainings, we've had 3 trainings mm-hmm. for this. So we actually just completed our 3rd one yesterday. And we do lots of activities where the teachers are becoming the students and being given some modeled experiences so that they know what it looks like and can transfer it back to their own teaching. We've also done some activities where they are taught strategies that they can use with their kids if their kids are struggling with some of the comprehension strategies within the book. We've also been doing writing trainings, and we are on our 3rd one coming up in February. And for our writing trainings, we've focused on how to implement the Writer's Workshop framework, where it's a very student-based, needs-based type of instruction, where lots of conferencing, lots of small group teaching, so that you're really targeting the areas that the kids need in writing. And we've also been talking about the different genres: informational, narrative, opinion, and all K-5 students in our district are expected to, in some way, write those kinds of pieces. And we've also been giving some remote professional development in literacy for our teachers that are working remotely, to provide them with some ideas on ways that they could do guided reading in a remote setting, or teach a quick writing lesson in a remote setting.
I think those have been so powerful for our teachers that are, you know, this year, Haywood County, we have some students and families who have chosen to remain all remote. And so that's caused us to, you know, rethink our teaching. And I appreciate you supporting those teachers while they try to provide the absolute best instruction they can remotely during these kind of crazy times. And
yes.
I know you also work in math with our program that we use in our elementary schools is called Investigation, a conceptual-based math program. And
mm-hmm.
you provided a ton of PD within that too. So, and just supporting our teachers. We are so glad you're here.
Thank
We're
you.
Blessed to have someone with your experience, and you are a great classroom teacher.
Thank you.
So our teachers are lucky to have you, and we are too. So just in the big picture and looking out in Haywood County, what is, you've left Riverbend, a smaller school.
Yes.
Now you've seen all 8 schools. Like, what is your impression? What would you tell the listeners about Haywood County Elementary Schools?
Well, I would say that Haywood County Elementary Schools are a great place, because, you know, my child started kindergarten this year.
Oh.
And being a teacher and knowing, you know, just, you know, you kind of have like a bird's eye view when you're a teacher, because you are familiar with so many of these frameworks and what the teachers are using in the classroom. And I can confidently say that I would be happy sending Ida to any of our schools.
Oh, gosh.
So I feel very confident saying that based on just the teachers that I've seen and how hard they're working, even during this challenging time, just the efforts and the work that they're putting in to ensure that our kids are learning despite all of the changes that they are seeing on a day-to-day basis.
Thank you for that, Leslie. Yes. Thank you to our teachers out there. You heard that. Shout out to you, elementary teachers. We love you. I know we don't see you every day, but we know the work you're doing out there. And thank you for Leslie for saying that and verifying what we've known all along. So we've got the best elementary schools, got a great instructional coach. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank
you for being a guest on the show this morning.
Absolutely.
Haywood County, have a great day. Stay safe.